From premium quality clothing to proper footwear, a running kit is an investment to ensure you're getting the most for your buck. Follow these tips and tricks to provide your kit a longer lifespan. Hang up running attire after a run. Moisture wicking bottoms and tops are a must for earnest runners, but these things do need more exclusive maintenance. As you sweat, your technical t-shirt or the best running singlets marathon will wick moisture away, but if it's not correctly cared for, it might also entrap odor-causing bacteria in the material. Hang apparel and shirts to dry right away post your run rather than tossing them inside a laundry basket. Keep away from heat and fabric softener in the wash. When you clean your technical socks, bottoms, and tops, keep away from high temperatures and fabric softener. Fabric softener can leave a scum that will compromise the wicking abilities of the attire, and heat is more likely to entrap odors in. Clean technical stuff in cold water, and think about using sports-specific detergent. These cleansers are made to more efficiently take away odors without ruining the moisture wicking traits you value. After the clean, at all times air dry your clothes. Besides emitting bacteria-trapping heat, dryers can also wear down the fibers of your attire. Ladies must clean sports bras in a mesh laundry bag to keep hooks or clasps from ripping other clothes. As with other technical stuff, sports bras can be ruined inside the dryer. Besides entrapping odors, heat can also damage the elastic and compromise the bra's fit and form. Air dry and hand wash running shoes. You can clean laces and sock liners inside a machine, but tossing the whole shoe in could ruin the cushioning as well as the washing machine itself. Rather, wash external dirt with a soft toothbrush using gentle soap and warm water. If your footwear gets wet during a run, use the same logic to them as you would to clothing, that is, do not use heat. The heat from a vent or dryer can compromise the glue that holds together the outsole and midsole and distort the form of your footwear. Rather, dry your shoes by taking away the insoles, stuffing them with newspaper, and allowing them to air dry for about 12 hours. Regular runners might want to have a second pair in their rotation to let proper drying time. Business owners, if you are thinking of adding wholesale marathon apparel to your store, contact popular marathon apparel manufacturers.